The following podcast was recorded before the Colorado Avalanche disclosed the status of Semyon Varlamov and Eric Johnson. Due to the inability to time travel, we were unable to correct our ignorance. Please enjoy the show. I have a little bit of a special thing for after the show. We'll keep the mics rolling after the show, but I have a bit of a thing. All right.
I just really love how you said that.
All right. Good. You all right?
Okay.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
You doing okay?
Should I be okay?
I don't know. Okay. Shouldn't you? I think special. We like the special things.
Hello, Avalanche fans, and welcome back to the Avs Hockey Podcast. This is your home for almost everything Avalanche, and I'm your host, Jay Ving. In this show, my man James Tapeleg Grayling and I talk about playoff hopes, James and Meg visiting Vegas to watch the Avs take on the Golden Knights, and we choose the new frontrunner for this season's Vezina Trophy. Those topics and a whole bunch more Avs and hockey stuff coming at you in episode number 112 of the Avs Hockey Podcast. Stay tuned. The AHP is next. Hey, what's going on, Avalanche fans? Welcome back to the Avs Hockey Podcast. He is James Tapeleg Grayling, and I am Jay Veen, and this is your home for almost everything Avalanche.
Hi.
What's up, James?
How you doing?
How'd you cough?
Oh, man, I've got a lozenge in, so if you hear some lozenge action, hot lozenge action. Lozenge?
That happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That happens.
It's a throat drop.
You got to do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to town. You were in Vegas.
I was in Vegas. I even went to a Vegas Golden Knights game. Mad shout out to Mark Chinook, the in-game host who I used to work with. Saw us after the game. Awesome guy. It is a party.
There.
It is a party, and that dude helps run it. We'll talk about it because there's a bit to talk about out of that game.
That was a game.
It was a game, and kind of like putting on, like looking at why the Vegas Golden Knights are so successful right now.
Yeah.
I think they really showed why against the Avs, and I'm not sure it translates as much to television as it does to being live. We're going to talk about that a little bit.
Stay tuned, people. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere. There's even, hopefully, if it goes well, there's a surprise at the end.
I like surprises.
No, you don't. Not always.
Well, I don't know what this surprise is, but
exactly.
If I knew what it was,
so this is
I would know.
This is episode what?
Number 112 of the Avs Hockey Podcast, your home for almost everything Avalanche. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the 2012 NHL Amateur Draft by the Colorado Avalanche Hockey Club.
Who wore...
12s.
Jersey number 112 for the Avalanche.
We should do like math.
Probably Steve in section 112. He just, you know, he got that at
What was the one? I mean, I've seen the category 6 ones in Carolina.
Yep.
I saw. It'll come back to me.
Seventh man.
There's some really bad ones.
There were some, I think there were some Malcolm Subban ones in Vegas that like said Sue with like lots of U's.
Okay.
I was like, all right. I think that's where they were going.
Last Avalanche game I was at, Ocean's 11.
Really?
Hmm.
Wow.
That's a good one.
That's a keeper.
Hey, bud.
I saw this weird one. It was a number 9. And said Duchesne, and I was like, who the hell is that?
What? That's not a thing. What's going on here?
Now, I don't know if anything will top Dobbs, though. Wasn't it 33 Dobbs? I think it was 33.
Yeah, it was 33. Why not use the retired number? Dobbs!
Dobbs.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Sorry, I might have popped that.
Dobbs.
Okay, 2012 draft?
2012 draft.
We're this kind of thin right here. We were talking about the trade.
Yeah, there is... Okay, so... Oh, Joseph Blandisi? Blandisi?
I'm telling you, the only reason
he
I know these...
He played 68 games in the NHL. I don't know what...
Did he? Yeah. The only reason I know these is like preseason Avalanche jerseys. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Colin Smith, who played one game with the Avs, and he has no stats.
Zero stats.
Yeah, the other guy that they drafted, he played with the Devils. And he still plays, actually. He's with the Birmingham Devils. Or, sorry, Binghamton.
The Binghamton Devils.
The Binghamton Devils. Let's see. Who else do we have here? Michael Clark. Mm-hmm. Troy Bourque. B-O-U-R-K-E.
No relationship to Gabriel or Raymond.
And Mitchell Hurd. Nope.
What did they do?
They traded away their number one overall pick that year because that was when Varley came in. That was the Varley trade. So they traded away that year's first round pick and then a 2013 second round.
Yeah.
And we had to double check this because as soon as you said it, I was like, oh yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah,
the Washington Capitals used that first round draft pick to pick Philip Forsberg. Really good choice, right? Yeah. Then they trade him away.
For Erat.
Martin Erat, who was, you know how underachievy I thought Soderberg and Como were last year?
2 miles from that?
Yeah, this guy was captain of the trifecta. He it did not go well.
No, it didn't.
I believe that Martin Erat was captaining Czech Republic's.
He's still playing?
Olympic team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was a really thin draft year.
Those happen, I guess.
Well, yeah.
It's not
good. When you trade away your first round pick.
Yeah. That's kind of rough.
Yeah. I'm going to be, you're going to be hearing me drop out a bit every so often because I have to cough.
He has the coffees.
I have a cough coming.
Favorite 12 in Avalanche history. Chris Simon. Mike Keane. Or Jerome Iginla. Not a lot of good 12s.
No, Iginla's.
Iginla?
I guess Iginla. I mean,
Simon, Sean Donovan, Verbata,
I don't know. We talked a bit about it at the time, and we kind of still, how do we, accepting the player that we learned to hate as now part of the team and the whole, team NHL mentality rather than our own team. Could you put the dog? Did you let the dog out?
Big fan. I never figured out who let the dogs out.
Still years, and they haven't concluded that investigation.
Is this better than the weed whacker or right there?
Should I take a mic out and interview the dog?
People might prefer that. Who let that dog out?
Who let the
who?
Who? I think it's the neighbors down the hall. That's who.
Oh, we figured it out.
Yeah, finally. Those guys? Who was the name of the band that did that song?
Baja Boys,
I think you're
or something.
Right. Yeah.
Why do I know that?
Why are you looking it up?
Because you asked, and I want to be accurate.
Further proof of the Team NHL mentality.
Baja Men.
Baja Men. Oh, they're not boys anymore.
Boys were before.
It's been that long that they had to change it to men.
It was, but
they went from boys to men.
Oh,
I know. Sorry.
Damn it.
I'd just like to apologize for everybody, to everybody, and that the listeners who we just lost, Avs Hockey Podcast cares.
Please come back.
Yeah. The more you know. The Montreal Canadiens traded a player to the Toronto Maple Leafs. I mean, that's Team NHL, my friend. There's no more. It's over. It's done.
That's how you know.
Yep.
Man, I don't know. Hey, how about Donut? We're known for
our unnecessary censorship.
We're known for smooth transitions here on the
You want to get into what happened since the last one?
Well, we talked about Donut, right? We talked about him at the beginning because he was drafted in 2011.
Right.
We also talked about him at the end because he had been, underachieving and stuck in the minors, and they called him up.
Yeah.
Like
minutes after we published.
I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on this.
I may.
Oh, well, you can if you want then.
Okay.
I can't stop you. This is America. But someone listens to the show and was like, Oh,
that guy.
We forgot that Duncan Siemens is down in San Antonio. Let's call him up.
Feeling hungry for a reason.
Uh-huh.
And they
donut. Got a little, and a donut sounded delicious, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, better than he has.
Sure.
I mean, it's a better team around him, but
yeah.
Donut, though.
Well, and he was kind of filling in while Johnson was out,
mm-hmm.
And did fine.
Yeah. He did, and he scored his first NHL goal, mm-hmm. and the bench obviously loved it. Those guys that have been down in the minors are kind of up and down a whole lot. When they get that first NHL goal, that's pretty cool.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Donut. Mm-hmm. Related note, Andrei Mironov was sent down after that and mm-hmm. was so unhappy that the Avs never gave him a shot that he went back to Russia. So his contract, if you've been looking for him, don't look for him anymore. His contract has been terminated by the team.
Wow.
You don't hear about that very often.
Not really.
And when the team's playing pretty well, I guess it's easier not to focus on something like that. But yeah. He only played in a couple games for the Avs.
Well, I mean, that's... Yeah,
that's a thing.
It's a personal choice. You know, you got to mm-hmm. see where you are in your career and decide.
Yeah.
You know, if I got sent to some little tiny theater in Longmont, I'd kind of be like, hey, I don't think so.
I think I'm good. And you'd have your agent.
I would.
What's your agent's name?
His name? I can't tell you.
A secret?
You're not in the business.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, wait, that agent. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you went like the FBI guy that contacts me every so often.
To what, to chat?
Yeah, pretty much.
Just to check in?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Agent, what was his name? Agent Collusion. Agent Collusion was
it. Sounds kind of weird.
I know, no? But yeah, I don't know. He's like, it's like French or something.
It's French.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, my
is that what he told you?
My theater agent is Sven Borgensten.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
Sven.
Sven. Okay. Yeah. What? He's Swedish and Jewish. What do you want?
Oi.
Oi. Oi, yeah.
That's what I was looking for.
Oh, God. Okay, so can we talk about... I'm sorry.
We sure can. Duncan Siemens, yeah.
We need to do these more often so that we don't get like all giggly every time we see each other.
That's
And the only person who believes that we should do more is Mike Klinsma. You know, he's like, oh, yeah, more. And everybody else is just like, oh, my God.
That's half the fun. No, our listener in Jerusalem said more as well.
Wow. We have a listener in Jerusalem. We'll shout. We'll deal with that later.
We got him. We got a shout out for him. It's okay. What's that?
Donut came up.
Donut. We got Donut. February 20th, the mm-hmm. Avalanche score 5 goals in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
All on the power play.
Wow,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's how you do that power
play.
That
is called undisciplined hockey on the behalf of the Canucks.
Yeah, after that third or fourth, it's like, guys, we should probably stay out of the box. I see, mm-hmm. I could be an NHL coach right there.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Tyson Barry had points in all 5 of the goals, including I think he had the game winner as well. McKinnon goal and 3 assists, Landeskog mm-hmm. a goal and assist, and Rantanen had a goal and 2 assists to go along with all those power play points.
You know, when people say things like they got to stay out of the box, I just keep thinking to myself, like, what team says,
guys,
you know, we could probably spend a little more time in the box. That would probably mm-hmm. be helpful. There's only one team that I know of that takes a penalty on purpose, and that is Team Canada, women's Team Canada.
When do they do that?
They one of their players. This was so when we were in Calgary and they were doing World Junior tool-ups or something like
okay.
that. And
they wanted to work on their PK.
The Canadian women's team was playing the Canadian women's under 18 team.
Okay.
The Olympic team person. And during the first period, one of the women took a penalty for checking. You know, because there's no checking in. And one of the guys from Team Canada told us, she'll do that. Like she'll take that penalty on purpose because hitting somebody creates a lot of space around her. It's basically to establish, I will be physical. And so if she took that penalty, she didn't mind at all because
early in the game.
Yeah. And she's hit it right. So
smart.
So that's the only time that I've ever heard of somebody go, you know, they can, you know, I'll take that penalty.
Yeah, there's not many instances where you hear somebody say,
right. But, you know, it's a totally different game, obviously, you know, it's women's hockey. So,
yeah.
You know, a little different, but yeah, staying out of the box is generally thought of as a good idea unless you're taking somebody else with you. That's important, you know, or something, but come
totally.
On.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah. Stay out of the box, guys. Oh, okay. Oh.
Good idea. I hadn't thought about that. Thanks for the remind.
Thanks for the update.
Right on.
Thanks, coach.
Yeah. Back to Tyson Barry real quick.
Oh, yeah. We're actually talking hockey.
First defenseman in the history of the franchise to have 5 points in one game.
Wow.
Really? He's setting some defensive number records this year. That's for sure.
Defensive, offensive.
I was listening to we were both listening to the past show before we were recording this.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about how he had underachieved and things like that. But man. Him joining the play,
mm-hmm.
he's been money lately and worth the the money that he has been paid this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Who's he partnering with these days?
Hot take.
Who's he partnering with these days a lot? Or is he kind of like the guy that they move around?
I don't know. I haven't been paying that close attention.
Who's Gerard playing with mostly?
Well, EJ's been in and out too. That's right. I'm a little worried about the EJ.
Okay.
I don't know. Did you know the answer?
I have no idea. We talked a bit about like why people are, yeah, why like McKinnon is being able to score more this year than last year and things like that, and how much space these guys have at the moment because
they got a ton.
Well, and you've got Gerard, and he's playing really well. So he can, you know, he's able to create a little more space and time for other guys, and they don't have to go back and be as defensive.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I just constantly think about, like, who's that offensive guy that goes with the defensive guy, vice versa, and all of that. And you're right, there is just so much shuffling around because of EJ and all of that.
But still, it's good to have those guys that create space. We talked about the space that McKinnon demands that has... You know, when he was out during our last show, and it didn't look like the same team at all.
No.
And it just, he creates, and he's been a little bit off. He's played like a human being lately, which is different and seems like he's in this huge slump, but he'll be back. But
yeah.
Well, and he was back. That pass to Rantanen last night on the one timer on the power play was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he had one couple games before that to Landeskog to tie the game that just went off Landeskog's stick. But you've got 3, 4, 5 of those guys now. You've got guys that need to be covered and open up some ice for other people.
Yeah.
It's that fine balance in hockey that's really awesome to watch when it's all clicking.
Yeah, the thing I'll mention him during the week when we talk about the Vegas game too.
Cool. McKinnon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were people like mad at him?
We'll talk about him in the Vegas game. Look, why are you trying? What?
McKinnon took a big hit last night. Did you watch the game last night?
I did watch the game last night.
That when he ran into linesman, the linesman dropped him.
Not as bad as the linesman who hit his head the other day.
I did not see that, but I heard McNabb talking about it.
McDavid collided. Okay.
You don't want to run into that guy.
Well, McDavid kind of got hit along the board, went down, clipped the ref's legs out from under him, linesman's legs out from under him, and basically shoulder and head came down at the same time and hit the ice. And it was not pretty.
No.
No, they stretchered him off.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know what the outcome is so far. I'm sure he's concussed. If the man does not have a concussion, you know, buy that man's helmet immediately because it's a really good one. He hit hard.
I mean, the thing about last night too is McKinnon was super unhappy, which I guess I understand. And you could the camera went to McKinnon, and McKinnon's like super competitive, and I get that. But there, you know, and he's into the game, but you could see the interaction that the official, I think it was offside or something. There was a quick whistle after that, and you could see they went to the bench, and you could see the linesman trying to check in with McKinnon. McKinnon wasn't really
having any of it.
He was really angry that he got knocked over, so it didn't lend itself to being kind of a sportsmanship thing. And I don't blame McKinnon for that. He's in the middle of the game, and the Avs are in the middle of trying to make the playoffs. I get that, but yeah, it was just. I mean, the referee.
He did what he had to. The official has to.
Yeah.
Well, he got on the boards, you know, and out of the way as best he could. He's got to stay out of the way of the puck as much as the player. So that's why you get your skates off the ice as quickly as you can. But yeah, I mean, there's nothing to be done.
No. And there's plenty of fans booing him. It's like, what do you want him to do? Like, do you want him to just jump the boards?
Yeah.
Just cause he might be in the way.
He's got to become intangible all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, you're
supposed to disappear, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That always cracks the ice.
Yeah. That always cracks me up. And those bounces go both ways and they even out throughout the year. So there's that, trade deadline.
Yeah.
Mark Ault's been playing lately. He played in his first game, I think it was last week.
What do you think about that pickup?
I think it was a decent depth guy. I mean, he hasn't looked terrible.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't looked as bad as some of the guys that played full-time with the Avs the last, you know, few seasons.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name any names, but I'm sure we all have names in our head. But
oh, sure.
6'4", 200 pounds. He only had 9 career NHL games. He's not there to create points or do anything that a Tyson Barrie or EJ or Gerard does, but, you know, he's good for some depth, and I think if you're going to have some depth, defense is a good place to have it.
And now that you said that we have some names in our heads, the only name I could come up with was Jeremy Roenick. Sorry.
Fine young defenseman.
Yeah, playing right now. And, you know.
That's an A. At least it was a hockey name.
Two Stanley Cup rings stuck in my ears. Can't hear it. Yeah, the whole thing.
Like you'd ever make up a name when I ask you to give me a name.
I just thought, I mean, you said we have a name, and we, yeah, we got... Sure, we all have names. And I just, my immediately go, Jeremy Roenick. What the hell? Where'd that come from?
I'm just glad it was a hockey name.
Gosh.
So Mark Ault, yeah. I mean, okay. Thoughts?
I don't know.
I thought it was interesting.
Enough of him, really.
Yeah.
I don't know what he has left on his contract. If it's just this year, I guess I could look at.
Let's look. Let's look at cap friendly. That's where James and I like to go. Cap friendly, your well, place for money. No.
Now.
We don't get anything from cap friendly. It's just a place we like to check. Mark Ault will be unrestricted after this season.
Okay. So, you know, that there's the two schools of thought that you need to, you know, if you have something going, if you're doing well, do you mess with what works or not? And with, you know, the Avs didn't mess with, you know, what's pretty much working right now very much. They did that. You know, we've seen it where, like, I think it was was it the Bruins that did the pickup of Iginla, or was it Penguins? I think it was Penguins.
Yeah.
When they brought in Iginla, and it was like, why did you do that when you were, like, doing so well? And then, you know, they didn't go very far, which, no. You know, I mean, that's the playoffs. You know, no. Everybody's got to bail out sometime except for the winner. But that move to me was one of those, we're trying to improve, and you think, are you really improving, though?
Yeah.
You know, so
there's so much to that.
Yeah. And that's kind of how I feel about the Avs right now. It's like, yes, there are guys that you could pick up. What would you sacrifice? And what is worth sacrificing for those guys? Because mostly if you're going to get rid of anything, you're going to get rid of your fourth liners and you're going to get rid of your last two pairs of your last pair of defensemen. But, you know, you're getting scoring. Nobody is, you know, from other areas, nobody's really standing out as somebody that isn't being effective in some point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I'm glad that they really didn't do much at the trade deadline. Mortgaging the future, blah, blah, blah. They already kind of, Sackett kind of proved with the Girard trade that he can hold out for what's best for the team.
Yeah.
So why sacrifice now for short-term gain? If you've got a plan.
It was one of the first times in a while at the trade deadline where I thought the Ault move was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it made that big of a difference one way or another. And that was the first time in a long time where it had been like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, they seem to be doing okay. And since then they've played really well.
Except for the last maybe. What do you think his hockey nickname is? Is it Alter? Ault? Alts?
Probably Alts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, gotten a lot of Ault deletes on social media.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Mm.
Ault delete? You leave out the control Ault delete.
I know.
I don't know. That just, that's all right. What would you name their line?
Don't ask me those questions. Here's the other thing. Man.
Inside joke that the listeners don't have.
Take that.
Sorry.
Get some drink. Mm. The Avalanche have played, Ault was their 10th defenseman that they played this season too. So
that's not that many considering.
It's a lot, though.
Well, it seems like a lot, but then you have EJ out. You had Barry out.
Barberio.
I mean, if you've got that many guys going out, not all at the same time, but yeah, that's still. And then, you know, you're uncertain about a few call-ups here and there. That doesn't seem too bad.
Donut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and you're already carrying seven, so that's only three.
That's true.
That's three guys out, three guys in. I you know, that ain't too bad.
You know, and they've hung in there. They really have. I think the offense helps a lot.
Oh, yeah.
They've been doing all right. Avalanche at the trade deadline also trade Chris Bigra to the Rangers. So that's I don't want to call it the end of an era, but it was time for him to go somewhere else. So who knows what goes on with all that. But he, you know, he was with the organization for a while.
Yeah, the Rangers are turning into like the former Avalanche team because they got McLeod too. Yeah.
They actually admitted it on social media and said there's going to be some changes coming up here.
Well, it should be
pre-deadline, and you just please be patient with us. We're trying
for the Rangers.
We're trying to rebuild.
Oh yeah, and they need to. I mean, they got rid of Rick Nash.
Yeah,
which was kind of surprising, but at the same time, Nash has always been one of those guys who he looked really, really human and regular on a team that had talent versus when he was on the Columbus Blue Jackets of that time, which didn't have a lot of talent, and he really stood out.
Yeah, no,
the Rangers need to. I mean, they're and who knows what they're going to do in goal, because Lundqvist has been around for a long time. He's probably going to retire with that team, but he's aging out a bit, and he's kind of turning into that where they thought Cam Ward was going. Because Cam Ward was going to be the backup and, you know, the senior member. And then they got, I think they got Lack. They got, what's his name? Darling.
Yeah.
Just no, none of the other goalies have worked out. And he's back in the sky. And, you know,
he hasn't been the same. I mean, one.
So Lundqvist, who knows?
Yeah.
You know, that's, yeah, Rangers are.
It's a tough situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not good.
No, it's not. I'm glad we're not there.
Nope.
Anymore.
Yep. Yeah. Even though the Islanders didn't make it either.
That's true.
Yeah.
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 Bah.
Meh.
Back to Tyson Berry. We can talk about him for. He set a career high in points. This is all as of right now. What's right now?
Right now is me just being an
idiot. March 31st. Tyson Berry, 55 points, 42 assists, career best in goals. He has 13 this season, including his power play goal last night. That's the most by an Avalanche defenseman since Rob Blake in 2001-2002. So thank you, Brendan McNicholas, PR guru for the Colorado Avalanche Hockey Club. No, media relations guru. Thanks for all the stats. Mm-hmm. But he's getting his name up there with the Hall of Famers now who have played for the Avalanche on the blue line between Ray Bourque and Rob Blake. So looking good. So he has a few years left on his contract, yes?
Yeah.
He sure does.
Sure.
Sure.
Yep.
Two more.
Great.
Two more passes here.
Man. You're and like, then people can be... You like for him to go away again like they were this time.
You like the Tyson Berry?
He's okay. Key player there, eh? He did a pretty good job there.
That's right. Hey.
He's kicked around the hockey puck just a bit.
He sure has.
Yep.
He can play that hockey.
Yep.
He does it. I put it on the Twitter, but Avs Podcast on the Twitters. He does this thing, right-handed shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Puck will go over to his left. He let's go with his bottom hand and does something like that.
Oh, he like crosses over his arms?
What the heck is that? He did it in back-to-back games. My wrists hurt just thinking about it. Like,
yeah.
If I had something going on my backhand, that wouldn't be my first move. But that's why he's an NHL player. And
sometimes he gets that really wide stance, you know, like where the legs go out really wide past the shoulders. And if you're trying to like recover from something like that and turn your body, you're just not.
You just do what you got to do.
Yeah.
It was very slick. I was impressed.
Nice.
Hey, if I told you at the end of last season that the Avalanche would be ahead of the Blackhawks and with four games left in the season that they'd still be in the playoff race, and Nikita Zadorov would be leading the NHL in hits, and that Patrick Nemeth would be leading the league in plus-minus, would you take that?
I'd demote you for being a fool.
I know, me too.
You would lose.
I'd be like, what are you even talking about?
I'd be like, no, you aren't earning your pay.
And then,
and you don't even get paid for this.
No, I don't.
No.
Not at all.
Nope.
We actually pay for it.
I get mad money. I get burritos.
We get burritos.
I get breakfast burritos. I get breakfast burritos. You buy the burritos. Uh-huh. I buy the hosting, and really, I think I get the better deal out of this, to be honest with you.
But how can I claim that I'm losing when I've got that delicious breakfast burrito?
Exactly. That's how I fool you.
Bam.
Every day I just fool you into thinking you're yeah. So. I'm making you think that you're really getting something out of this when you're actually buying the burritos. You're buying two breakfast burritos and only eating one. Do you see the math here?
Math.
Most of the time you're eating half of it. It's pretty big.
It's a good snack.
I'm eating three quarters because I'm obviously eating for two.
So, what?
Well,
did you just announce you're pregnant?
Well, I look it. other than the beard, I pretty much look it these days. So, yeah, I would have been pretty shocked. At the end, after the Vegas game where the Vegas Knights, Golden Knights.
Let's talk about that.
Clinched. One of the guys, one of the fans leaving was like, better luck next year. I was like, you realize the Avs are still in it. Right. And
he's like, buddy.
In it, but not there. I was like,
dude,
okay.
There's some teams that your team wants to play in the playoffs. And I bet you the Avalanche are on that list, but not like at the top.
First year fan. Thanks, buddy.
That's true. But the fans generally, it was a party and they were super nice.
It was a party walking in. It was a party during, it was a party after. It was fun.
Okay.
Well, and you're right off the Vegas Strip. You're right next to the New York Hotel. There's like a band playing outside. There's, you know, like there's restaurants and all this stuff. We got there probably an hour, close to an hour before the doors opened, and you couldn't get a seat at the restaurants right there. We went into the New York Hotel Casino and ate there, and then went in. We got there for like just the end of warm-ups, but like everybody was just having a great time.
That's cool.
There were a lot of Avs fans. People said that it a lot of times it seemed like away games because there are so many out-of-town fans coming to Vegas to see a game. Which, you know,
Center, a lot of games. Did you see all the red jerseys there last night?
Yeah, there weren't as there. It wasn't as boisterous and wasn't as much.
Because they didn't score, but well, if and they also would because have.
They're out of the playoffs.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They have that big E for eliminated.
Ooh,
yeah,
sick burn,
mm-hmm. And then they got the L for eliminated.
Take that L.
But anyways, they they get a ton of out of town fans. You know, because everybody wants to go to Vegas for vacation, anyways.
So a lot of Avs fans?
A lot of Avs fans. And the atmosphere for Avs fans was like everybody, you know, was like, hey, go Avs and stuff. But you didn't hear like, you know, well, you know, it's
we've
like
heard that before, yeah.
Yeah, it was a very nice,
that's great,
fun environment.
Good to hear.
And then so like right at the beginning, like right when they're gonna do their like first big video before the yeah, all that. Mark Chinook, the guy who's the in-game host dude, he's down like in the lower bowl, like fifth row in one of the aisles, and he just starts going. You know, he's like yelling and let's go, blah blah. You're expecting this and blah blah blah. And here's what happened. And going. And then you know, here we go. We're gonna count this down, and just gets the crowd going.
Really?
Oh my God, he was. and so I toured with this guy. He was on Lion King with us. His dad is a part owner of the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. He played goal. He was like a third string goalie because he's.
But he knows.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. Yeah. And he was part of the Let's Get Hockey to Vegas thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he was with Rock of Ages,
okay,
the musical for a long time, and then he it's does. Like, I think
need,
he's
we need with, some hockey here,
and he does Magic Mike Live now.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
as my sister said, wow, from Lion King to Magic Mike Live, that's a that's a career path. And I said, yeah, he's a little more Magic Mike Live than he is Lion King. Trust me on this. So, I mean, and so my girlfriend Meg turns to me and looks at me and goes, oh my God, he's good at this.
That's awesome.
So, they do like, you know, they have the, they do the video at the beginning, and there was a lot of, you know, kind of cheese. Like they had this whole thing about, a warrior coming to, you know, and how other teams were coming. It was like this mythical, medieval kind of thing. And then this dude comes out on skates in a black robe with hood thing. And he's like supposed to be the bad guy. And he's waving a Avs flag and everybody's booing him. And then a golden knight comes out and there's a sword and a stone in the middle.
And the Avs fan
can't pull it out. And the other guy knocks him down and the knight pulls it out.
And be like, yeah,
exactly.
Whee!
And then the drum line goes, there's this, Drumbots is their name. And they are, they're like a drum line, of like probably 12 drummers. You know, like snares and bass drums and stuff. And, they all have like LED glasses that are flashing and stuff, and they're going on and oh my God, it was so fun.
That's good to hear.
And all of the, like, you know, there aren't all the big chants and stuff. Like when you go to to Nashville, it's a party, right? But it's also, you know, there's all the chants and all the things and all the stuff. Not here. Okay. Here they have, you know, they have their goal song,
right?
You know, and it's like, I think.
Did they say knights during the national anthem?
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Cause a lot of the fans did that here. I was at that game last
week. Here's the thing. I'm sitting there going, you know, I wonder what they do for the national anthem. Cause like, you know, there's Dallas Stars do stars. I wonder what the Las Vegas Golden Knights do.
Scare the crap out of you.
Well, I didn't even think about it. It's like, it didn't come up with knight. I'm like, oh, I'm just, and then when they did it, I just kind of, I mean, of me rolled my eyes because I'm like, oh, come on guys. And the other half was like, dude, you really couldn't figure that out.
It was right there.
You're a moron, James. So,
they did that here. The fans that were there was a fair amount of. There's always a fair amount of opposing fans here in Denver anyway. So, yeah, I heard that.
So the things that I learned about the Golden Knights, Well, the main thing that I learned about the Golden Knights was how fast they are on defense. If you have the puck, you have almost no time. They do play an aggressive penalty kill.
I noticed that on the penalty kill for sure.
But they play that style of aggression where they're coming at each person with the puck almost all the time.
Okay.
I remember we were talking one time about the Lightning when they were running their 1-3-1 neutral zone trap and how the Avs were defeating it by speed. They would set up, they wouldn't wait to set up to break out of the zone. As soon as they would get the puck, it was transition hockey and they were going. That speed broke the trap.
Right.
The Vegas's speed breaks everyone else's play. It is amazing how fast they are on you. And they don't. So my thought was that I believe it's Gerard Gallant. That's their head coach. That is buying into a system, but part of the ability to buy into that system is that there's not, we always talk about how there's no superstars in that team.
No.
It's all, you know, second, third, fourth liners.
Guys nobody wanted, so you've got motivation there already.
Well, you do. But the other thing is that you can't rely on, like, Nathan MacKinnon, Gabriel Landeskog, they can go off on their own. They can be creative because, you know, defensively, yeah, you want them playing where they're supposed to. But when it comes to offense, they are going to create, they are going to make, they are going to use their speed and all of those things. What the Vegas Golden Knights, they don't have that. So they all have to buy into a system that you know, where they're relying on each other.
Yep.
And it's a team made up of people who didn't have each other until now. You know, they were all cast off and they're going to all these, you know, every night they're playing a team that they were cast off from. Yeah. Except for the Avalanche because they had Pickard and they traded him away.
That's right.
But it's a tight-knit group that plays a tight-knit style, and all of that kind of works together.
And you've got a great goaltender to lean on when you need him too.
Well, and he wasn't always a great goaltender, but he had his moments of problems. But at the same time, yeah, he is.
I've always liked him.
Yeah,
he's a good player.
Meg was like, oh, I hope they like put up something that says Flower because that's his nickname.
Yeah.
He was really good. What I wanted to mention, MacKinnon, because, you know, you usually see those moments like a couple times a game where he'll just burn somebody. Mm-hmm. Right.
You can see him coming now.
You can see him coming, but that doesn't mean that people are still prepared for it or ready for it or, you know, in the moment.
When you watch it game after game, you can actually start to predict
when it's going to come
before the red line. You're like that guy's toast.
Here he goes. Yeah. Never happened in Vegas.
Yeah.
Why did it never happen in Vegas? They always had guys with other guys. The puck carrier always had somebody with him. And what guys are trying to do a lot of times against someone on breakaway, they're trying to foul the play up. Slow them down or, you know, get the puck, get their stick on the puck, whatever they can do. The proper play is get them to the boards, pushing them off to the corner. If MacKinnon is starting to jostle into the zone and you're with him, the best thing that you can do is push him to the outside and make him do that stop and turn to wait for somebody else. That's what would always happen to him. I think there was like one time he kind of made it to the net, but he got pushed to the side of the net and had to go around and, you know, it basically made it ineffective. Pushing a puck to a corner, pushing a player to the boards, always an effective defensive play. But then you've also got your system where people are staying with people. So your trailers are coming in, no one's with them. You know, or somebody's with those guys, so they can't, you know. The goal against Varley where it was over his shoulder. Oh, my God. What a shot.
Yeah. That was sick. I don't think he saw it till the last minute and just instinctively, like.
Well, even, I mean. It was a good shot anyway. Was it it was glove side?
It was just like past. It was a cut. The one that kind of went above his
head. I think so. It was pretty close in, and it just, bang, top shelf. Just the shot was just like.
Sick.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
You know, a playoff series between those two teams would be interesting.
And difficult.
It would.
I think that the Knights are going to have they could make a run to the conference final. Will they go all the way? I don't know, because it's like, how would they match up against Nashville?
Yeah.
Winnipeg. Yeah.
No.
I mean, Winnipeg's got the bodies. Nashville's got the talent.
Yeah.
It's hard to say really what's going to happen.
There's no clear cut favorite right now. That's for sure.
But unless you are like on a 7-game losing streak and you've had just crap, and you know, you're going through a divorce, and you know, your dog decided that, you know, it doesn't like you anymore.
Or someone let the dog out.
Who would do something like that? I have no idea.
Somebody.
Unless you're in that mode and you're a player for the Vegas Golden Knights, if you are not psyched up for the game because of the presentation, you are have your pulse checked.
That's because pretty cool.
It was really fun, really intense. They when the players come out, like, the music's going and the crowd is pumped and every
that's awesome.
And yeah, they were winning, but they weren't winning in the first. You know, they were. It was
no, and I had a lot of standing ovations for Fleury as he made it. You know, a bunch of saves in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they would, you know, if he looked at the puck, you know, aggressively and went by him, they'd be like,
that's right.
You know, or whatever they, you know. So
that's great.
Yeah. No, it was awesome.
I'm glad you had a good time.
We had a great time.
Yeah.
We had a great time. I'd go back. Excellent. I'd absolutely go back.
Highly endorsed by James Tape Legrelian.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Gabriel Landeskog played in his 500th NHL game that night.
Really?
That's a lot of games.
That's a lot of games.
That's a lot of games.
There was that weird Jost high stick. Jost spent 8 minutes in the box because I believe he served the too many men penalty.
Yeah. Right? Yes, he did. You're right.
So, yeah, he took a 2 minute minor, and then he took the 4 minute high stick.
We were texting too. And initially, I saw one replay and it looked like his own player stick.
Mm-hmm.
And that was incorrect. But then here's the call that's kind of weird is Joe's stick was lifted by the opposition into his teammate, into that guy's.
I got called on that one time myself.
The rule is, like, you obviously have to be responsible for your stick even when it's being lifted.
Well,
I don't know how you see that quickly. Like,
that's the thing.
They,
you know,
like, they do such a those ref. Those
they see
officials,
the reaction and they see which stick is coming away from the guy.
They're good at that. Like, you don't see them blow that very often. And when they do, the players definitely say something. And I think that was part of the question is, like, whose stick was it? And I think Joe's argument wasn't that it wasn't his stick, which I thought was his initial argument. His argument was, my stick got lifted.
Right.
And then it went into that guy's face.
That was and I just killed him. That was the penalties that they took, that one, you know, we didn't really see it. I didn't see it because actually I was texting you at the time. Thanks, Jay.
You started it.
Hashtag stop the text.
Should be watching the game.
I was texting my podcast partner.
I don't want to hear that.
You know what?
You
disappoint me by being disappointed in me.
Sorry.
That sounds like the something that happens in a rom-com. Yeah.
That's one of those, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yeah. I'm sorry you feel that way. Oh, thanks.
I did apologize. Yeah. So, yeah.
I apologized for your feelings.
That's right. That was really interesting, and it's amazing how they get those calls right. And McNabb was going off the color of the tape on the stick. Is that the guy that was next to Joe's had black tape on his stick, and Joe's has white tape on his stick, and that's how the... I don't know.
Weird.
How they see that full speed, and most of the time they get it right, which is see them blow those calls very often.
Well, and that's the thing. They're not looking at the game the same way we are. We're looking at, like, the wider picture. They're concentrating, like,
they have jobs.
Your front ref is watching the immediate play and the back ref is watching everything else.
One guy's trying to get out of the way so he doesn't get smoked by somebody. You know?
Well, the linesmen, you know, all they do, they call lines, and there's a reason that that's all that they call, the lines and the very few penalties that they can call.
Yeah.
You know, you focus on the things that you focus on. We're focusing on...
Makes me appreciate them, that's for sure.
Did you say that you're pro-sheep?
Yeah, I'm pro-sheep.
Well, that's pretty... Okay. That's not...
Thank you.
Not the boldest of positions, but good for you.
We're all about hot takes and bold things.
Man, the hottest it takes. Smoking hot.
Tyson Barrie played in his 400th career NHL game that night, and Gabriel Bourque his 300th NHL game.
And 300 for Gabriel Bourque, really?
It's a lot of NHL games.
That's
not all with the Avs, obviously, but...
Yeah, but wow, I didn't think he had that many. You know?
Good for him.
Yeah.
And that's what brings us to today. The Avalanche win 5-0 against the Blackhawks last night.
Mm-hmm.
Big win, big 2 points. They get virtually no help from the teams around them.
It's just stunning that, you know, the Blackhawks would have the Avs number in a couple of previous series or seasons, no matter how they were doing at the time. And this season, the Avs win the series 3-0-1.
And it wasn't in on the power play. I think they were 500. I think they ended up 7-14 on the power play. So once again, guys, let's not go to the box.
Yeah.
Guys, secret.
Shh.
Don't go to the box.
Yeah.
Varley's injured. We've gotten to the point of the season where the Habs will share basically nothing about that and say, you know, lower body, it looked like
right left leg.
Was it left?
I think it was left leg went under kind of when he got fallen on.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate part is that this is not your typical Varley injury. A typical Varley injury is I strained my groin. Mm-hmm. I did this. I did that to myself. This is one that no matter who this happened to, they'd get injured.
Yeah.
They'd be coming out.
He wasn't able to put a whole lot of weight on and off the, off the ice. And it looked like he was walking a little bit on the way down the tunnel, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as an update, I don't know if we'll get one. But Jonathan Bernier is back from his infected hand. Ew.
How do you go from concussion to infected hand?
He had a cut on his hand, I guess, and then he came back, and then there was some stuff in his, I think it was his blocker.
You see that scar right there on my arm?
Was that from an infection?
It was, I got a good scrape at work, like some something, and then I played like two nights in a row hockey, and so you had the pad.
Elbow guard, yeah.
Yeah, the elbow pad covering that, and I think that's why that scarred up, because, it was of There's like enzymes and bacteria.
There's things growing there. Ew. Yeah. So
that's why you would use the I'm oversharing here and I don't really mind.
Go for it.
Febreze has like this antimicrobial and that isn't like really stinky. So I'd use that on my pads. It's like, because Febreze a lot of times it's perfume on top of whatever.
Right.
But to like kind of kill some of the bacteria and stuff like that on the pads.
Oh.
Because I was playing like three times a week. It was way too much.
Science.
So yeah, that scar right there is probably from a little bit of it getting a little infected or
just
something.
Just a teeny bit. But he had been out. Ugh. He had been out for a while. He said he spent last weekend in the hospital with antibiotics trying to get that treated, and that was probably not so good. But he came back and looked good last night. And
did you see him when Varley came out and got to the bench? He just kind of like watched him go back to the room. I go down the tunnel. I was like, oh, I wonder what's going through his head right now. Yeah. Like if he's like, please come back.
Yeah. Don't go.
Don't leave me.
Actually, too. Shout out to Andrew Hammond. The Hamburglar played on last minute notice. Varley got sick again.
Wow.
He'd been out a couple of games this year for, I'm guessing, stomach flu type stuff. And Andrew Hammond flies in the day of the game, a couple of games ago, makes 35 saves, gave up two first period goals, and that was it. Wow. Avs lose 2-1, but shout out to him, man. What a tough job that had to be.
And finally.
Yeah, getting the call that morning, and he had 55 games in Ottawa between two separate seasons, but man, he played well enough for the team to win, and they almost pulled it out, but
they just couldn't put it in.
Man, good for him.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
Yeah, it's, and who knows? There's, depending on the Varley injury, he might be the backup going into the playoff run, or if they make the playoffs,
I think he proved that he can still be, obviously helpful and better than some other options. That's for sure.
I'm gonna have you put on your amateur GM hat. We're gonna get a little speculation.
We're gonna
get
GM-y.
Yeah, we did this. Like to do that.
Yeah, we did this last show, and
if you could do a 1-for-1 trade between Hammond and bringing back Pickard, would you do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about you?
I don't know. Probably.
Why not?
I don't know.
Okay.
Like maybe there was something that like the Avs would have seen, when Pickard was here. But at the same time, I don't see a reason not to.
Right.
I'm just kind of like, that's kind of, there's just an interesting thought to me. Like, would you do that? Would you make that move?
I kept thinking about the trade, the big Girard trade and everything. And Hammond was almost literally a throw in for that trade. And he even got to stay with Binghamton and like, yeah, we'll take him, but he can stay with his team and whatever. And then he comes in, has a great game, which makes that trade that much better. That much better for how far it's been. Like that's worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, he was a throwaway. He was kind of a throwaway.
But, he was. They just wanted to move him. So, interesting.
And now all they want to do is move Bobby Ryan.
That's it.
Because he makes a lot of money for nothing
and doesn't score a lot of goals. Nope. You got to do that.
Money for nothing.
Hey, who's your Vezina vote for this season? Got one?
I would have to go with Scott Foster.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
Just amazing.
What a story.
What a story. He goes in. I think he made six saves.
Seven third period saves.
He was so he gets the emergency call up. This was actually on NPR, like NPR's website.
It's interesting on my social media. It starts with NBC Hockey, and it starts with NHL, and then it goes to a couple other things, and then you start to see it come through the main things. But it's interesting that it's a cool story when you have that transition. So yeah. So
I saw NPR. Something about like the Flyers tried to put in their emergency goalie one time, but couldn't because the actual goalie wasn't injured.
Yeah.
And they were just basically going to get – it was like a lost game already, so they were just going to put the guy in so he got a little bit of NHL playing time. Wow. And the refs chased him off. They were like, no, your dude's not injured. You can't use him.
This totally worked out. The Blackhawks that night have two goaltenders that make their NHL debut, which is like that never happens.
Yeah. And
yeah, the guy – cramped up, the normal dude.
Cramped up, and yeah.
Did you get the camera angle with Joel Quenneville just laughing his tail off when he's coming down?
Yeah.
He's like, look at this cute little guy.
Look at that.
Hey, guy.
Look at you.
Come here, you little. Come here, you.
Have you done this before?
You like the hockey?
Okay. Okay, well, you go in there. You stop the puck there, okay?
Okay.
All right, good job. Right. Good job.
Good boy.
Who's a good goalie? You're a good goalie.
7 saves, 14 minutes played. He was an accountant during the day, and... Yep. Probably got that call and was just, well, actually.
The Chicago Steel of the USHL has requested that he become their emergency accountant.
Oh, excellent. That works out perfectly.
Chicago Steel is good at promotions.
Yes,
they are. They're like the, who is, wasn't there like that Florida team that was like, just did every wacky promotion they possibly could?
The Everblades or something?
No, it was a baseball, it was like a minor league baseball team. That was doing like, just like everything. You know, and they would get in trouble for a few of them here and there for being too stupid.
You're not doing it right. Yeah, you're not doing it right if you're not getting
that. But the Chicago Steel, the USHL, they know a promotional moment when they can get one.
Man, good for him, though.
Oh, great.
They interviewed him after the game. The team...
He was like, the first star of the night.
Yeah, and the team crowded around him at the end. It was, I think, 5 or 6 to 2 at the time when he came in. So that's a good situation there. And that's why Coach Q can laugh when he comes out. But, man, what a story.
Yeah.
The dream is alive. I mean, I don't think there's another sport where that can happen.
Not that I know of. I mean, the only thing I can think of is like when your position player in baseball comes in to pitch a little bit, but you're already on the
team. You're already there.
Like when Ichiro pitched an inning, you know?
Yeah, and that happens everywhere. There was a 17, 18 inning game last night. That's the kind of stuff where that happens. Wow. But I mean, just so cool. I mean, I wonder if he went to bed that night and was like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Like, was that real?
Do you have a Rockies podcast that you like moonlight on and never told me about?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't cheat on you.
Okay. Just checking.
Not if you found out about it.
Oh!
Drama.
Ooh.
All right.
This webpage was reloaded because a problem occurred. Thanks, NHL.com.
Thanks, problems.
What
else? What else we got?
Well, the Avs are currently tied with St. Louis in points, but out of the playoff picture because of games.
The freaking Kings last night.
Well, yeah, and that the Avs have played one more game and are tied. So yeah,
yep.
Yeah, last night was ugly. Before this game started, I thought it was that the Avs were the only team with a plus goal differential, but outside of the playoffs, I was wrong. The Stars are +5. Everyone else, in the league that's out of the playoffs is a negative or zero.
Avs are 22, +22 in goal differential.
Yep. Two teams, New Jersey and Florida, are zero goal differential.
Interesting.
Absolutely zero.
So no interesting. Difference. The Avs were what, -61 last year or something?
I don't even remember.
It was something like that.
It was ugly.
We'll take it, man.
Which is still better than the Buffalo Sabres, which are -76.
Good grief. That's not
Charlie
good.
Charlie Brown.
That's not good. So the Avs have 4 games left. They've got 3 games on the road. I'd say 3. I think how many points do they have right now?
92.
I bet you they need. I think they need 3 out of those 4.
Probably,
and they're against the right teams as well.
Well, they're against teams that they can push down.
They're the 3 teams above them.
Yeah, but
interesting.
You know, like LA playing Anaheim last night was like, well, somebody's got to get 2 points out of that. That's not.
And then they go. Then they have overtime. They which have a is 3-point game. Yeah, the worst thing that can happen. So the Avalanche, essentially the Avalanche's playoffs have begun. They began a couple games ago, and they're going to need 3 out of these next 4.
Well, it was a bad time to have what? Like, was it a 3-game losing streak or 4? 3-game losing
Something
streak.
Like it's just that.
A,
yeah.
I mean, if you had only having a 3-game losing streak last season would have seemed like a blessing.
Yeah.
This season, we're like, come on, guys. I kind of feel, I'm laughing at the Vegas Golden Knights fans that are really like pumped about this. And they're like, you know, look at what they've done. I was like, just wait until it goes away. You know, Avs came here and won the Stanley Cup in their first year. They've had their struggles. Guys, I'm telling you right now, appreciate this. You know, Golden Knights fans, appreciate this while you can. It will go away.
Once it goes away, it feels like it never left. Ask those Blackhawks fans. We were talking about the Blackhawks last show and how upset they are. Like, I guess it humbles you and things like that, but it's never easy. It's never easy watching your team struggle.
It either humbles you or it just makes you feel like, you know, you're entitled to what you did have.
It makes you appreciate the good times, that's for sure.
That's why the rink podcast, when I was doing that, our tagline was hockey talk without the entitlement. It goes away, and we had nothing to do with it either way. The pluses, the minuses, whatever.
Shout out to my man Anthrax Jones. We were talking on, texting last night a little bit, and just talking just like that. And it's full of ups and downs.
How's Annie J doing?
He's doing great.
Great.
He's doing great, as you would expect. Mm-hmm. So sportsclubstats.com, site that I like to go to. They crunch all the numbers and the analytics, and they figure out chances that teams are going to make the playoffs. The Avalanche are 50% chances right now. So they got some work to do, but. You know, playoffs are never easy. Mm-hmm. Got to work for it. And there's some whispers right now. It's like they get stuck where the Denver Broncos have been stuck a few times, where they're close to the playoffs, so their draft pick isn't that good. And it's just like, let's not do that, okay? Let's not play with the, if they were going to not make the playoffs, they should have sucked a lot earlier. Like, well, no, thank you.
Yeah, and bad news, that doesn't mean much. I mean, look at what happened with the last draft.
Yeah.
When they were, if there was no lottery, they would have had first overall pick. What did they get?
They got fourth. That was the lowest they could have gone with the least chance, and there they go.
And who did they pick?
Cale Makar.
Yep.
Pretty soon we'll learn about him.
Yep.
Got the good young defenseman.
Hey, I'm sure, and you know that's the thing. You know, I've talked about how players would have benefited from going through the AHL. I should not say boo about it because he's going to play in the AHL and he's going to develop and we'll see what happens. And it wasn't exactly the strongest of draft classes.
No, it wasn't.
The guy who's with the Flyers, the Flyers are doing pretty well this year.
Yeah.
You know, they're in a wild card slot. They're a lot better than last year, but I don't think that guy, that first overall pick is doing it all for them.
It's not that generational talent.
Well, no, and those are hard to come by, obviously, but
there's a few.
There's a few out there.
There are a few.
It was even uncertain for a little bit if the way that McKinnon was going, if he was turning into that or not.
I'm glad. I like the direction he turned.
Me too.
I'm happy with that.
You got shout-outs? Is it shout-out time?
Shout-outs. Let's do this. As we mentioned earlier, Yehuda Makowicz from Jerusalem listens to the show. Man, that's cool.
I was blown away.
When I saw that tweet, I was like, man, this is cool.
Power of the internet.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening. Carl Landra, Fourth Line Hockey Podcast, we appreciate your support as well. Carl always chooses Carl, unless he doesn't because he thinks Carl's not going to play, and then Carl scores, and he loses ATP. But that's okay. And he reminded us that we're not shoulder doctors.
We are not. Hashtag not shoulder doctors.
No, we're not. And also Nick Meatface55 on Twitter reminded us that we had talked about donut Siemens and
Yeah. And then wasn't there somebody else that we talked about that wound up?
I can't remember.
There was somebody else that we talked about. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nick for hanging out with us. Thanks, man. How about you?
Nope.
We good?
Yep. Y'all can just... You know, try a little harder next time.
That's right.
Sorry. I ain't got nothing. Well, I did my shout out for Mark Chinook, but he's not going to listen to this.
Never know.
He's got things to do. He's got like five jobs, and one of them is Magic Mike Live.
Ooh, that's important.
I'm sure it is.
You never know.
Yep. Wear your safety glasses.
Spiel.
Oh, sure.
Internet. Go to the internet.
Yeah. You can always find the Avs Hockey Podcast. It's www.avshockeypodcast.com. If that's not good enough for you, deal with it.
Bam.
Look for Jay on Twitter at Avs Podcast, on Facebook at Avs. He's got an Avs Hockey Podcast there. We have an email at avshockeypodcast@gmail.com. There's Instagram. There's
Jersey pictures.
There's jersey pictures at the website. There's like team AHP branded candies. There's
candies. We have lozenges.
Yep, you can go to the website and see our new mascot. It is a lizard. Yeah. We don't know why. And I'm making those last couple of things up.
All right, there you go.
We haven't done an Av chat for a long time. I think part of why we haven't done an Av chat is because you and I are here now, and we can do these things easier and more
often.
That
helps a lot.
So, yeah,
that helps a lot.
And there you go.
There it is.
Shout out to shout out to my girlfriend Meg. She hasn't listened to the show.
Right on, Meg.
But she's awesome and she's a hockey fan and we had a great time and
That's how we roll.
She decided not to wear the Avs Solani jersey that she has the game, because she was like, we're in another barn, you never know.
Fair
and
enough.
Then she was like, yeah, I really should have.
Next time.
Yeah.
Next time.
Never know.
All right, man.
Thanks. Look. iPad. Touch the iPad.
Time.
You want to touch my iPad?
Yeah.
Wow. This is just...
Bam.
This is really inclusive.
Do you have a surprise?
Oh. We're going to do it after.
After the show.
Yeah.
Right on.
So.
That's a wrap for episode number 112 of the Avs Hockey Podcast. You're home for almost everything Avalanche. We appreciate you hanging out with us. We know there's a lot of podcasts that you can listen to now about the Avs.
But oh, man. So many.
So many.
Hundreds.
But thank you for hanging out with us. We appreciate your support.
Mm-hmm. And you too.
Hopefully we'll be back with some little playoff action.
Mm-hmm.
If not, we'll have some end-of-season action. We'll tie it all together, talk about next year.
We are more practiced at the end-of-season action lately.
We're pretty good at those. I'd like to do a playoff one.
How many times have they gone to the playoffs since we've been doing this show together?
Like twice?
Yeah, maybe it's us.
We need... How dare you?
How dare you?
Maybe we need more, though. Fist bump.
Fist bump.
All right, everybody. Take care, and we'll talk to you next time on the Avs Hockey Podcast. We appreciate your support, like we said. And until the next show, I'll say it again. Take care. Let's go, Avs. We'll talk to you next time on the Avs Hockey Podcast. See ya.
You ready for the special thing at the end?
Yes.
Okay. So, because I am a petty and jealous person, and you went to somebody's place to watch hockey and open cards and swap jerseys and stuff, you know.
We didn't swap jerseys, man.
Show off jerseys, right? Okay. Uh-huh. Well, here's what we're doing. We're opening hockey cards. We're opening hockey cards.
Yes.
All right.
What you got?
You ready for the excitement?
I'm ready.
I have 1997-98 Leafs NHL cards. Fractal Matrix Donruss.
So excellent. Where'd you get those?
1999 box sale only.
Where did you find that thing?
I have no idea. I've had this probably kicking around for a long time.
Excellent.
These are crap. And
yes, they are.
It has Eric Lindros on the front.
So you know it's
good. In black and white.
So you know it's good.
Oh, there is probably not a jersey, a signature, or anything anywhere near this.
You never know.
We are going to pull out some crappy hockey cards.
Yes.
Oh man! All right, I'm breaking the seal.
Let's go.
Now, when you do hockey cards, how do you open them? Do you just rip open the pack, or do you cut the pack?
No, I just rip it open.
Okay, that's why I brought the scissors, in case you were like one of those guys who has to have it so pristine.
Especially not those.
Oh God! Come on, we may find a gem in here.
We could.
And by gem, I mean like formica. You know, this is gonna be terrible. This is going to be terrible. 97-98.
Excellent.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Let's go.
There's not even bubble gum in these.
Oh, no.
No.
No. So I just usually just like hold.
Uh-huh.
The edge. I just hold it just so it doesn't
crush
itself.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah? What do you got?
So horrible. Corey Hirsch. Daniel Alfredson.
Oh, Danny Alfie.
Mark Denis.
Ooh. Oh, that's a rookie card, too. A Mark Denis Avs rookie card.
Trevor Linden.
Ooh.
Kirk McLean. It trickled through the legs of Kirk McLean. Jim Campbell.
Okay. I have some gems here.
Brett Hull.
Ooh, Brett Hull. The Hulster.
Mike Richter. Slava Kozlov.
You're going to be so jealous of this pack.
Eric Vichot.
Eric Vichot. I don't remember him.
Silent D.
All right. I have Vinny Damfus.
Ah, Vincent.
Yes. Sergei Fedorov.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Pipe Dreams.
Excellent. That one's numbered on the back, if I remember.
Of Jose Theodore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 833 of 2,500.
Oh, there's only 2,500
of
those.
Oh, yeah. Very limited.
Very limited.
But that's Jose Theodore with the Canadians.
Excellent.
Cujo. Who's this guy? Adam Deadmarsh.
Hey, Deader. Ooh, put it in the Avs pile.
Put it in the Avs pile. Chris Pronger.
Okay.
Joey Sakic.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Yes.
Great.
Not doing bad so far.
Look at you.
Oleg Tverdovsky?
Tverdovsky?
Yeah. It's hard to see if that's a T or a D. Let me look at the back. I'm sure it's a T. Yeah, it's a T, Tverdovsky. Of the Phoenix Coyotes, he's got the old school.
That's right. He's got the Kachina.
Yeah. I wonder how many people are listening to this right now. Let's see. Pat LaFontaine.
Excellent.
Kyle Rangers. And Donald Audet.
Donald Audet.
Okay. Not bad. Yeah, you know, I got three abs out of that.
We're getting all the abs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I should put the numbered specialty card onto the side.
Yeah, you should.
Too.
Okay. We'll put those off to the side.
So there's that. All right. That's one pack down.
What was my insert? Oh, it was the rookie.
Yeah, we got the rookie.
All right.
Okay.
Dave Vanderchuk, Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. Last guy to left the Stanley Cup before the – or first guy to left the Stanley Cup right before the lockout.
Rod Brind'Amour? Is he in the Hall of Fame or no?
I can't remember. I don't think so.
Rem Murray?
He probably is. I'm wrong.
Joseph Stumpel?
Ooh.
Yanni Nienema? Jerome Iginla? Number 12.
Number 12.
For the Calgary Flames.
Not now.
This was – what, like second year for him then?
For who? Iginla?
Iginla, yeah.
Wow. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all the stats that are there.
Oh, no. It's they only do like 1 year. And look at the career at the bottom.
It's the same.
It is?
Yeah.
Let me look at that. Can't be. Okay. There you go.
So second year, yeah. So it's not his rookie. They always made him before.
Wow. Yeah.
Joey Junot.
Ooh.
Jeff Hackett. Scott Lachance. And Nikolai Habibulin. Those jerseys are sweet.
Oh, the Bulin wall.
Look at those jerseys, I have one of those. Man. They're so cool.
So the current head coach for the New York Islanders AHL team, the Sound Tigers.
Okay.
Okay, Bridgeport Sound Tigers. Yes. He used to play for the Colorado Eagles. And then he was head coach for the Alaska Aces. He played a few games with the Coyotes, and I was gonna get his jersey off of Migre, and then it was gone.
Dang it!
Before I got there, I have Grant Fuhr,
decent.
Patrick Lalanne,
all right.
Which you know, not Patrick Laine.
No.
Chad Kilger.
No.
Yeah. Peter Bondra.
Okay.
All right.
A lot Peter of goals.
Bondra. Rob Niedermeyer.
Okay.
Yeah. Not Scott.
Not Scott.
Yep. Jeff Sanderson. Roman Vopat? Vopat?
Hartford. I think Sanderson was a Whaler.
Was Sanderson a Whaler?
Yep, if I remember right.
Last Whaler to play in the NHL. Last guy who was a Whaler.
Jiggy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. Brian Berard.
Those are those fishermen. Is that the Islanders?
Yes, yeah. But it's not the fish stick.
Oh, damn it.
It's not the, you know who it actually looks like?
Sonza.
Hockey writer Stan Fischler.
Oh, okay.
who I believe worked with.
That's yeah, great.
So anyways, the fish stick is not, Doug Gilmore.
Dougie.
Looks like he kind of has a black eye. In the
apples. Lunch.
Perfect. And, Stefan Feist. Yep. Yeah. There you go.
Come on.
All right.
Can we get in here? Are there like jersey cards?
There is. Let me tell you what's in here. Nothing.
Fractal Matrix.
Uh-huh.
It's an innovative set featuring bronze, silver, and gold fractals.
Uh-huh.
Multiple die cuts.
Ooh.
Fire on Ice.
Ooh. Oh, there's the Lindros collection.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, there's more under the wrapping side thing. Like
I think that's designed that way. Ridiculous. Fire on Ice, Lindros collection, sequentially numbered, only 100 made from Eric Lindros' actual game-used material.
Really? I'm kind of shocked that there's actually like something in here that would be of any value
of
whatsoever.
Value.
Ooh, what are you going to be? Okay. Yeah, okay, so start talking about that. I got to grab a thing. Yeah, keep going.
Hey, here's the fractal.
Maybe.
Here's the fractal thing.
Okay.
Oh, this is going on the show.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I told you this was for the end, right?
Ray Shepard.
This is the end. This is the end bit. It's going to be long.
Excellent. Danius Zubris.
Uh-huh.
Darren McCarty.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, here's the fractal matrix thing. That's an X-Factor die cut of Chelios.
Oh. God, he's so ugly.
Ziggy Palfy.
Wasn't there I forget the game, like somebody was holding up a sign like, Chelios, you're ugly, or something like that. And Chelios like went up and was like, hey. Mm-hmm.
Ziggy Palfy, former Denver Grizzly. McGillney, Chris Chelios.
Really? Former Denver Grizzly.
Paul Coffey, Ken Reggett,
he won the Calder Cup.
Chris Osgood.
Okay. I have Mark Recchi.
Wrecking Ball.
Jeff Friesen.
Yes.
Fraser. No, Fraser. Sorry.
Oh, that's different.
I swear, I'm gonna get my reading glasses.
This I brought is in my like glasses.
Some awful font that just yeah. is impossible it to. Does suck. It's a font that's silvery and stupid. Okay, that's Mark Recchi. That is Jeff Friesen.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a
Ooh,
Eric that? Lindros Gamers.
Ooh, that sounds important.
Yeah, it's so very much not.
Oh, wow, look at that.
It's not even numbered, but it's going in there.
We're putting in the insert pile.
Yep. Chris Gratton. Sergei Bereson again. Eric Daze.
Yep.
Okay.
Blackhawks. Yep.
Yep. Did I even say it right?
Yeah,
I
did. You did.
Steve Shields.
Okay.
Wow, who remembered him? Brian Savage. Dmitry Kirstich.
Mm-hmm.
Kristish.
Mm-hmm.
Bruins. And then Alexei Yashin.
Yashin.
Yeah, the Yasher.
Sure.
Yasher.
If you want to be official. Marcel Cuisineau.
Ooh.
Goaltender for the Maple Leafs.
I think I have his blender.
Played in the more importantly known for his blender. Here's Harry York.
Or the Griddler.
Who is standing Ooh. Next to Sylvain Lefebvre.
Wow, look at that.
So there's that guy.
Okay.
And here's a Trevor Linden day in the NHL looking thoughtfully out oh over the ocean. Oh, my goodness.
He's got his glasses on. He's got his faded blue jeans.
So pensive right now.
He looks like a guy who says, one day I'll be a general manager. Yeah.
I think that was his MO. That card totally called the whole thing. Dude, that started the whole thing.
I would put him on I would put that on my resume. I would like literally attach that card to my resume and say,
just look at me.
Look how thoughtful I am.
Just look at me. After 22 years,
Raymond Bork.
Raymond Bork.
Nice. Ed, what's he we wearing?
Got, he's wearing a, this was pre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah Bruins jersey.
So we got Hall of Famers like crazy here. Bork, Belfour, Pronger, Jager.
Nice.
Jason Arnett, Mike.
How's Jager's flow in his? It might be on the back.
Yeah. Pretty flowy. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. He's got serious. He's got the... He's
getting
got the,
serious.
The mullet.
Jason Arnott. Mike Vernon after he got traded, obviously, because his Ooh. Mask isn't painted.
Nice.
I forgot he played for the Sharks. And Mike Greer.
Nice. Okay. I've got Kevin Hatcher.
Yes. Not Darien.
Nope. Mike Duran. Dunham. Sorry.
Yeah.
God, I'm goaltender. Horrible with names. Keith Primeau. Looking surprisingly like a former Avalanche.
Well, look at him.
Doesn't he look a little like what's his butt? Whose name I can't remember right now.
The guy.
Who went to the Capitals for a while. Big guy. Squarehead.
Connor gigantic.
Walchuk? Huh?
Not Connor Walchuk.
No. More recent than that.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember his name.
We'll think of it.
Yeah. No, I won't. You will. Jerry Lettinen. Ranford. Oh, you got something nice in there?
Bill. William.
You got something nice in there?
I think I got something nice.
I don't know.
Things are flipped over
it's
here.
It's fooled me a little bit here.
Okay.
Bill Rayford. Ron Hextall. Not attacking somebody. Mark Messier as...
not attacking
Mark Messier Canucks? As a Canuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's got to be worth some money because that nobody really...
So much money.
Well, it's worth a lot of money because he seems to be actually doing something in a game as a Canuck. That rarely
Good
ever happens.
Him.
So I don't know how
We're
the
happy for him.
Got that. Damian Rhodes,
mm-hmm.
Saku Koivu,
yes,
and Pat LaFontaine, la Fontaine.
All right, I got Ray Shepard.
Okay,
Rem Murray again, Ooh. Grant Fuhr, Scott mm-hmm. Mellenby. We're back in that. They didn't do a good job of collating these.
No.
Well,
it's a box, and it was the 90s.
Former.
They didn't have the machine learning that they do now.
Former Av Pierre Turgeon.
Ooh, yeah.
The little Pierre ball Turgeon. Of hate, Pat Verbeek. Ed Jovanovski, the Jovo-cop.
Jovo-cop.
Jamie Langenbrunner.
Don't know why I'm saying it.
Nicholas Sundstrom, not okay. Lindstrom. And a decently known guy known as Peter Forsberg.
Nice.
Wearing that's right. They're wearing the starter mesh jerseys from back in the day.
Steve Ruchin.
Yes.
Yes. Good old Ducks. Brian Leetch.
Hall of Famer.
Landon Wilson. Now, I don't know. Here's another Trevor Linden, a day in the NHL. So I'm wondering what is going on with these guys. He's got a different shirt. Okay, so he's...
Well, he changed.
If it's a day, he changed midday.
Right. Well, he's
into a different shirt and different pants.
Probably smelled like the beach after this.
Well, he's wearing blue jeans, and this he's wearing what looked like dark khakis or something.
Some slacks.
Slightly adjusted there.
Good for him.
And then he's got like, yeah, I guess. Peter Nedved.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Which I think is the name of a dealership here in town.
Yeah, that's right.
Little guy named Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, he's pretty decent. Is that Blues?
No.
Rangers. Okay.
Joe Thornton.
Yep. Still around.
Oh, man. Look how young he looks in there.
How many of these guys are still around? There's not many.
Timu Solani.
The Solani.
I'm putting that in the X file, even though
he's... Oh, this is a checklist.
That's a checklist. Yeah. Ooh, a checklist.
Very fancy.
Yes, before they had the internet to actually put a checklist
fire
on.
Fire and ice.
Oh, gosh. A-Rat Dominicelli?
Dominicelli.
Dominicelli. And Ronnie Franchise.
Ronnie Franchise. All right, I've got Hall of Famer, Matt Sundin. Andrew Castles, not Hall of Famer. Not Hall of Famer, Harry York, standing next to Sylvain Lefebvre.
You're Harry York.
You are. Here's Timu Solani, Fire on Ice.
Ooh, die cut, Timu.
Number 232 out of 1,000.
Wow.
Putting that on eBay.
Yeah.
We've got Jocelyn Thibault, former Avalanche.
I'm putting that on Y-Bay.
Darcy Tucker, former Avalanche.
Ooh.
Curtis Joseph.
Okay.
Donald Audette. Brian Savage. And Martin Jelena. That's a hockey name.
Jelena is a great hockey name.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, who have I got? Chris O'Sullivan of the Flames. Derek Plante. Sabres. Rod Brindamore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever see that, Knob Hockey short series that was on YouTube for a little bit? The first ones, The first ones were really funny. They had, they were little stick, the stick rod hockey guys, doing speeches and playing and all the stuff. And he did Rod Brindamore doing the, speech from Braveheart before the playoffs.
That's great.
And they're just the rest of the guys just commenting on how ugly they are. And like, guys, like, it's like Ken Baumgartner's upper lip. Owen Nolan.
Yes. Former Avalanche.
I have a Gamers, New York Islanders, Brian Berard.
Ooh.
Gamers.
Yes. It's shiny.
It is not numbered, but it still goes shiny. In the good pile. Steve Sullivan. Ryan Smith, former Avalanche Ryan Smith.
Yes, sir.
Steve Yzerman. Boo.
Not former Avalanche.
Guy Herbert.
Guy
Hebert?
A bear?
Come on. No.
French Canadian, dude.
This is crap.
This card's broken.
And Brett Hull again.
Brett Hull.
In those awful blues with the red and the. Yeah.
Yeah. Darian Hatcher.
Again.
Dougie Waite.
Ooh, Dougie Waite. He's Wade. A coach in the NHL, you know.
Yes, he is. He gets kicked out of games.
Yes, he does.
Wade Redden. The Hammer, Roman Hammerlick.
Wayne Redden.
Mike Modano. Roman Turek. Just looks like a goaltender. Look, he's ready to go.
Oh, man, he is set. That is a face-off waiting to happen.
Look, there's Brandon Shanahan on the back.
Wow.
Laying in his lap.
Laying it out. That is goalie interference saying we're going to have a replay.
Eric Lindros.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Vaslav Virata.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean Burke. Corey Schwab.
You are not allowed to put the... Eric Lindros in the Avs pile because...
Okay, well, I won't.
He would not be, even though he's good for us. Right. Chris Phillips, checklist. Luke Robitaille. Solani, that's what I
said. Solani. Robitaille, yes. Hall of Famer.
John Neuendijk. Adam Graves.
Yeah.
Ooh, great hockey name.
Oh, yeah.
Good
player.
Alexander Daigle.
The Daigles.
The Daigle.
The first, guy that was supposed to be super good.
Number one overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
And nope.
Didn't quite work out.
Mike Ricci.
Yes.
Yeah.
They got a lot of abs in here. Yeah. That was because this was the year after they, 2 years after they won the cup.
Yeah. So they were still, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Felix the Cat, Felix Potvin.
That's right.
Formerly stuck in my head, Jeremy Roenick.
How ironic.
As a Coyote.
Yes. So,
yeah. Dino Cicerelli.
Dino.
As a Lightning.
Good yep. battles with the Avs.
And John Van Beesbrook.
The Veezer.
He is taller than I expected him to be.
Really?
Yep. Saw him. He came backstage to Lion King one time. And
taller, huh?
I don't know why I expect him to be a shorter guy. Okay. I don't know why, but why did I put those in there?
That's okay. You're good.
Okay. I'm gonna
they're easily
Yeah, it's easy to really separate the wheat from the chaff with this
look for the die cuts or the shininess.
Yeah.
Jamie Storr, okay. Vinny Prospel.
Fractal Matrix.
Trevor Linden's day goes on. Fractal. What is going on right
what?
Here?
He is on the... Okay, he is on... Trevor Linden is at home.
I'm on the phone now. Okay. On a cordless phone.
On a cordless phone that has a longer antenna than the phone is, it seems like. He's
wearing, got his jeans back on.
Okay, he's got the jeans. He's got a different shirt. That's a different shirt than the other one. And then what's going on in the back? Because there's also another... Is he driving?
Whether it's game day or one of his... Few days off during the season.
Oh, we're reading this one.
Trevor is usually up and out the door before 9 a.m. on most mornings.
Wow.
He uses this time to take care of... He uses this time to take care of his personal business before heading off to the ring for breakfast.
I'm sorry. I have to meet my...
What are you doing today? Personal business.
I have personal business. I have to meet my crepe chef.
It sounds gross.
I have to do some souffle. So, okay. So we have three Trevor Linden cards with three different shirts.
That's amazing.
This is awesome.
He's okay. Got a run of the dry cleaners.
As part of Champions, in quotes, Trevor, along with Bryant Big Country Reeves.
Yeah.
Big Country? Okay.
Yeah, he's a basketball player.
Oh, of the Vancouver Grizzlies.
Yes.
Who is also involved in the program, attends a press conference to launch the program. When it comes to children and children's charities, Trevor always finds time to stop and talk or sign an autograph. It works both ways. Can you tell? I'm in my quote voice. It works both ways. I get as much out of it as the kids do.
Yeah,
Trevor's dedication to the community was recognized during the summer of 1997 when he was awarded the NHL's King Clancy Memorial Trophy.
Well, good for Trevor Linden.
All right, I'm going to save this one to read a little bit later.
Gosh, just darn
I don't think I can do three in a row and still...
Got Paul Kariya, former Avalanche.
Here's that goes Trevor. Into the Avs pile, by the way.
Oh, okay. Here's Trevor Linden's regular card.
Oh.
Kirk McLean.
They actually have him as a hockey player? It's not a day in the life?
No. Yeah, that's the regular.
I missed
Trevor. This one is, yeah.
Okay.
It's just him.
Show it to me.
Cool patch.
See, that's a different shirt.
The 98 All-Star game was in Vancouver, so... Kirk McLean, Pavel Bure, Mike Richter, Slava Kozlov, and Mike Vernon again.
Okay. I have Daniel Offertson again. Derek Plante again. I have a day in the life, Trevor Linden.
Oh, boy.
But now what's this one is kind of weird. He's dressed up as a hockey player, and I think he's talking to kids, but this is like the whole... Look at that. Look at the expression on his face. Like he's got to call him the stinky kid.
What's happening?
I think he's like trying to talk to a class.
I think he's telling the kid to leave the room. He's like, get out of
here.
No one wants to talk to you, and no one likes you. Get out.
Sergey Brevin, Eric Daze again, or Daze, depending on if you're French.
You got it.
God. Steve Schultz. Schultz. What would be... I'm assuming it's Steve Eields because the S and the H is French-Canadian silent or
totally
something.
Silent.
God.
Yep.
Peter Nevoix. Or Nedved, I'm not sure which. Oleg Teradovsky again. Brett Hull, which I believe is French Canadian.
Huey.
I pronounce it in French Canada. And Dino Cicerelli.
What? Oh. Now I see what you did there.
There you go, Dino Cicerelli.
Dino.
The D, the big D. Okay, Dan the Life goes in that pile. Big D. Right, it's not like he's Big Z or anything.
Come on, big money.
I believe that Dino Cicerelli was part of the Energy line.
Damn you. Damn you to hell. Vinny Prospel, T.O. Fleury.
You're going to live that down, by the way, because
that's fine.
I will forget.
Oh, good. I can't wait till you do.
Someday. Did you put the... didn't you run into...
Rob Niedermeyer. I did not rub in.
Oh, okay. There was... No, it was, you know what? I was wrong on something. Never mind.
Brett Hull Gamers.
Gamers, Brett Hull.
Peter Bondra, Jeff Sanderson, Jim Carrey. Remember that guy?
Yeah, he was on, didn't he have a show?
Gold.
Is he on Price is Right? Yes, he
John
is.
LeClaire, Roman Vopat, and Stéphane
Vaupois.
Fissé.
Vaupois. Sergei Samsonov checklist.
Oh yeah. Okay. Samsonov checklist.
Chris O'Sullivan, not Brett O'Sullivan. A little guy named Adam Deadmarsh again.
Oh yeah.
Take a look at his helmet and how far over his eyes it is. Look at that.
Can't see.
Yep.
Sorry, can't pass to you. Can't see you.
I have a gold leaf rookie, Sergei Samsonov.
Oh, gold leaf rookie.
Yep. Worth
tens and tens of cents.
Numbered, not at all.
Damn it. Okay.
Chris Pronger. Chris Grattan. So I got Los Dos Chris's. Dimitri, that dude again. Timu Solani.
Former Avalanche.
Yep. That guy. Damoncelli. And Ronnie Franchise again. I don't know how I keep coming up with Ronnie Franchise.
It's the same. Come on. Give us something good.
Dude, we're getting down to it.
I know
that people are going to be really disappointed when we get through these last seven packs. I know.
They're crap. Like, make it stop. Listen, Hall of Fame goaltender.
What's his name?
Patrick Waugh.
Nice. I'm glad you could pronounce that right. I would have gotten that wrong. Patrick Waugh.
Damon Lankow.
I wonder.
You
think anybody other than Mike Klingsman is listening to this? If you are not Mike Klingsman and you are listening to this, please let us know.
Sandis Ozlinch.
Ozlinch.
We like Ozo.
We love him.
We've got a Yaroslav Stepovsky checklist. Why is he on the front of the checklist?
Dude, I've got a checklist here that you're going to go, what?
Yuri Lehtinen, Bill Ranford, Ron Hextall. Would you say not hitting someone? Brian Berard, Pavel Bure.
Not attacking Chris Chelios in the corner.
Saku Koivu.
All right. Adam Oates.
Okay.
Adam Oates. Mark Denis checklist.
Why?
I think it's rookies.
Really?
I think it's rookies. Raymond Bork. Timu Solani Gamers.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, a lot of foil on that guy. Lots of foil.
Very shiny.
Jim Campbell. Eddie Belfour. The Eagle.
Eddie the Eagle.
Yep. Bring me the head of Ron Tugnut. Yammer Yager.
Tugger.
Flowing. Jason Arnott.
Yep.
Wow. Oilers. Yep. Eric Fickard and Mike Greer.
Okay.
Okay.
We've got Daniel Cleary checklist. Yeah, I think you're right with the things.
Yeah, I think it's got to be.
We've got Tony Amonte. Jose Theodore.
Ooh, what was his name? Never mind. Can't remember.
Got something stuck here. Mark Messier.
Wait, they get stuck together? What? In this brand new 1997 pack of
Pat LaFontaine Fractal Matrix.
La 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 la.
Fontaine. Tebow. Darcy Tucker. Former nice. Avalanche. We've got Damian Rhodes, Doug Gilmore, and Dominic Hasek just chilling.
Oh, man. Look at that. He's laying on his side.
I'm just relaxing.
Just chilling. Pretending I say it did the it goals, too bad. Stack. Yeah,
the goal's off the moorings and just relaxing.
It is way off the moorings. And it looks like somebody's just kind of skating behind, like,
probably from him again. Just chilling like that.
You think he fell into it or just kind of like.
Who knows?
It was already off and he was cramping up.
Who knows?
All right. Brian Holzinger.
Don't know him.
Don't know. Ethan Morrow. Mike Pekka.
Michael Pekka.
Guy's got some good scars. He has like a big old face scar.
Hey, you're going in the former Avs.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. I did it again. Oops, I did it again. Just like Britney Spears.
Wait, was that Darcy Tucker? Who's on top?
Oh, yes, Darcy Tucker. Thank you.
You got it.
All right, here we go again. Corey Hirsch, Pierre Turgeon, Pat Vierbeek. Verbeek, that guy.
The little ball of hate.
Jovo Kopp.
Yeah, Jovo. We like him.
Nicholas Sandstrom.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Carrey. And John LeClaire.
Not the actor.
Nope. Not the actor this time.
Jamie Storr. Dougie Waite. Wade Redden. Chris Phillips checklist.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's got to be rookies.
Wayne Gretzky.
Ooh. Ranger.
Career numbers are decent.
Yeah, he's all right.
Young Joe Thornton checklist. Roman Hammerlick. Corey Schwab.
Why would you lick a hammer?
I don't know.
If you're not Miley Cyrus, I don't know why you're looking.
Vaclav Verada and John Van Biesbach.
Miley Cyrus licks a hammer and she's like, and everybody's like, ooh. I lick a hammer and I'm told I'm drunk and have to get thrown out of the Home Depot.
Somebody does.
I don't think it's fair.
Somebody has to get thrown out.
Todd Bertuzzi. Boo.
Skip.
As an Islander. Hit us up on Twitter, direct message Jay, and we will mail that one to you.
Yeah.
For free. Trevor Kidd, Sergei Samsonov, Vinny Prospel, rookie card. Anson Carter is a Bruin.
Oh, okay. All right. Now on television.
Yeah. How many different teams did he play for?
A lot.
Because he was between the Sedins for a while. He was really good with them. But, you know.
Oilers. And who was he there?
Bruins.
Bruins. Yeah. Let's look.
Darren Poopa? Poopa.
That's too easy. Anson Carter, little known fact, was a Quebec Nordique draft pick.
So was Tim Thomas.
Whoa.
What?
He played for the Capitals, Bruins, Oilers, Rangers, Kings, Canucks, Blue Jackets, and Hurricanes.
Wow. I would call him a journeyman.
That's a lot of teams.
Martin Brodeur doing this kind of weird reverse Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. He's like, I might be in my glove, but it might be behind me. I'm going to do both.
It's a very strange picture. Keith Tkachuk as a Coyote.
Oh, as a Coyote.
Yeah. Michael Renberg.
Yes.
Okay.
Flyers.
Oh. And Brendan Shanahan.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We did pretty well.
We did pretty well. I will show you three cards that I found recently in my stack. Some signatures.
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
James Neal, current Vegas Golden Knight. Jamie Benn. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That is a terrible picture of Anze Kopitar.
I think it's hard to get a good picture of Anze.
He's got those sunken eyes thing, but that looks particularly zombie.
He's so good.
But it's a swatch.
I like that guy.
It's a piece of cloth.
Sure is.
And then I found this one. It is a NHL draft card from the LA Kings draft in 2010, featuring a little guy named James Graylian.
Just looking gangster.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Gangster.
So you could stand there and get your picture taken and a card of you.
Love the jersey.
Thank you. Johnstown Chiefs jersey.
Patches.
Oh, God. There's so many patches.
So all the patches.
Yeah. So
excellence.
There you go. That was a special thing.
Rip and wax with James and Jay.
Oh my God. Really?
Hashtag really. Rip and wax.
So there's like a charity somewhere that you can send like old cards to and for kids and stuff. We have a ton of crappy hockey cards in storage, and like we went through them and we pulled out all of the Rangers ones and Panthers ones and sent them to a buddy of mine down in Florida. But we have a ton that we got to just get rid of.
Yeah.
Like just crap. And so we're probably going to try and do the charity.
Cards for Kids, I believe it's
called. Is that what it's called? Yeah. Cards for Kids?
Okay. Yep.
They're not getting any of the.
No, any of the shiny or the former abs.
Or, oh my God, these Linden ones are
you kidding me?
They're ridiculous.
We got to know Trevor Linden so much better.
Oh, yeah. No, there's like four or five of these, four, I think, of these ridiculous. Look at that phone.
That's our guy.
He's got personal business to take care of.
He does. The personal business is not your business.
Man's not jacking around.
I'm on a cordless phone. That's how you can tell I'm serious.
Excuse me. I'm super serious. I'm on a cordless.
I need to change outfits.
I have business work to do here. Real quick, personal things. This is my accountant. And then I have to talk to my dog's accountant.
He's
keeping track of the kibble agent. And the bits separately. We're more invested in bits than we are in kibble right now, but they're talking about adjusting our portfolio. We need to get a little more continuity back with between our kibble and our bits. You know, it's really not about one being more important than the other. It's all about positioning.
Diversifying.
Hey, you know, greed is good. That's what Gordon Gekko said.
I'm greedy with my bits.
And well, yeah.
My kibbles.
Stays out, you know. As you get older you get a little more kibble than you do bits, but that's just, you know. That's the price of wisdom. That's the price of wisdom these days.
And what's that worth?
Ooh,
so much.
Whole stack of hockey cards.
Shiny, sparkly ones. with people taking care of their personal business.
Personal business. So that was, yeah, that was Rippin' Wax.
Rippin' Wax with James and Jay.
Is that just, is that what somebody, what people call that when they open carts? Rippin' Wax?
Rippin' Wax.
So we should come up.
Not wax anymore, but.
Well, they're, God, they're crap right now. These were just awful.
Welcome to the dead era of hockey carts.
Dude, we, you know, that would be awesome though, to have a hockey podcast where you just buy a crap pack of cards. And you go through it and you just talk about those players that came from the crap cards. And like, you know, maybe you buy like two packs or three packs of just like the cheapest, crappiest cards from an era. And then you just go, okay, let's
a guy did
check
that
this
out.
Do you remember this guy? Let's look him up, blah, blah, blah. And that would be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
I'm in.
You want to do it?
There's a guy that did, he wrote a book about baseball cards and he would open a pack of baseball cards, but he would physically go find these guys and talk to them and they would tell him stories and he's writing a book now.
That is really cool.
A cool idea.
That's a good idea.
If
the,
you can
afford
to do that.
There was a hockey card book, like a dude, but it was like a dude talking about his past through hockey cards.
Yeah.
And just, you know, that's cool. That's fine. But, you know, I think it would be fun to, that would be fun. Maybe we should try it sometime. We'll see.
Sounds good to
me. If you are a, if you are still listening to this for some unknown reason, I'm aside from my apologies,
sorry.
And that, but if that would sound interesting to you, just let us know.
Yeah.
And even if nobody comes back and tells us that was interesting,
we'll probably still do it.
We might still do it because feedback and podcasts do not go hand in hand.
No, not usually.
So for James Tape Leg Graylian, I'm Jay Veen. Wait, I'm not.
Hang on,
I got that backwards. And thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy.
Later.